Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. As the big voice said, service centers all over the place to help you out when your stuff's in trouble, when your computer's not doing what you need it to do, when maybe you're looking for a new computer, or maybe you're trying to upgrade that computer to keep it rolling just a little bit longer. Schrock Innovations is the place to help you out with all of your computer needs. The number to join us on the program this morning, if you want to give us a call, you ask a question, make a comment, tell us about an experience in the service center, whatever moves you to call, you can get in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate that's added to your Schrock account. You can use it toward anything in the service center. Anything you want, a new warranty for your computer, renewal of your Sophos antivirus, renewal of your secure updater, anything that you need, or just leave it on account until the day comes that you need it. Just the other day, I was going through invoices, and I saw a weird one come through that was for like, you know, $8.57 or something stupid number like that. And I'm like, what is that? Well, it was a Sophos renewal, but the customer had a big old credit on account that knocked it down to like $8 after tax. So these, you know, they stay around forever, and you're glad you have them when you decide that it's time to get something done to the computer. It comes in handy. The number to join us, 888-250-2091. Compute This is recorded every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. So if it's Sunday morning at 7, between 7 and 8, and you call 888-250-2091, you will get right through to the program here on Compute This. All right, now last week on the program, if you missed the show, it was a doozy. It was a great show. I would encourage you to check it out. It's on our website at schrockinnovations.com. You can click on radio show there where all the previous radio shows as well as the After Schrocks are all posted for your viewing pleasure. Last week's After Schrock was a doozy too. It went like an hour and 10 minutes. Literally, like when you add up the time being on the air for a solid hour and then another hour and 10 minutes, that's effectively what like a 3-hour radio program would be on terrestrial radio. And my voice was paying for it after. I was like, but no, it was a good After Schrock. So last week on the program, we did cover the holiday special laptop and desktop a little bit. We updated you on the state of the crypto world. I had given a lot of commentary when cryptos were flying high. It kind of occurred to me, I haven't said much about them, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. But there's lots of moves to be made and things to be done and things to be concerned about and things to watch. So we made sure we updated you on those. So if you're in the crypto world, you definitely want to hear last week's program. New battery technology we told you about out of MIT. It is solid state lithium ion batteries. Basically, the weight of all your batteries is liquid inside. The liquid electrolyte, that's what's flammable. That's what causes them to explode and swell and do all the nasty things. Well, the solid-state batteries have no liquid. And so they're lighter, and that means they're smaller, which means we can put more lithium in the same space if we want to make them higher capacity. The implications for the EV market are off the charts. If you can drop half the weight off of a battery, think of what that does to your range. It's pretty impressive stuff. If you want those new Tesla semis to haul more than Doritos and Cheetos, you're gonna need some bigger batteries or some more efficient batteries in them. And MIT has that tech now. Also, we shared you a deep fake. We didn't share deep fakes with you. That would be weird. That would be a cool show though, wouldn't it? Like I could be people through history, like. We just deep fake other people's faces onto mine as we do the that would be oh that'd be there we go there there's our canned show for the holidays, right? Thorstradamus, we could have like a Nostradamus face like brought in there. That'd be great. But we shared a new technology that would allow you to detect deep fake videos almost instantly by measuring blood flow in the face. So cellular level blood flow on a webcam. It's pretty crazy stuff. So today on the program, we are going to update you on holiday special availability because this is the time of year when things start to get a little dicey and people start to get a little concerned, like, hey, am I going to be able to get one before the end of the year? If you check out the website, schrockinnovations.com, you'll have current totals on both the laptop and the desktop as far as what is left in stock and left available. We are down in the 40s on each of them now. The stack of cases in Papillion has dwindled. I got an email notification from Papillion 2 days ago. Hey, Thor, we're running low on these Asus monitors. Do we have more coming? And I'm like, yeah, I think we have five more coming. You know, it's like we are getting to that point, guys, where we're going to sell out. And we sell out every year. So I would encourage you, if you are thinking about purchasing a holiday special laptop or desktop, especially if you want it under the tree for Christmas, that you get in and make that purchase sooner rather than later. There's no need to rush, you know, this minute. And you could jump onto schrockinnovations.com and just purchase it right there, but boom, and be done. Do it right from your mobile phone. But, I mean, we're not going to sell out today or anything, or probably even this week. But what ends up happening is as we get closer here, businesses start to realize that they need to dump some money, basically. They need to spend some money before the end of the fiscal year for those who are running on a calendar fiscal year. And so what ends up happening, for example, there's a computer in the studio in the radio station running, you know, an outdated version of Windows. I won't get into the details, but we were kind of chuckling about it, like, you know, what we have a whole IT staff, and here's this computer over here running, you know, Windows 95 or something, you know. It's not really Windows 95, but, you know, there's no need to give anyone an entry point into the network and tell them what to look for. But basically, you know, businesses will realize all of a sudden that, gee whiz, having one weak computer on your network, even a computer that's just the break room computer, people only use it to get on the internet while they're on break, you know, even that computer needs to be protected because it can act as an entry point into your network through which a ransomware attack can find purchase, use different hacks, different command line elevations to elevate their credentials, basically, to give them administrative access. And then they move through systems they're not supposed to move through and encrypt them. All they need is that foothold, that entry point into the network to infect so much of your world if you're a business. So businesses realize that and they're like, well, we should probably replace that. And it's like, well, we could go out and buy a regular computer. We could go out and get a, you know, a $500 HP, but we're just going to have to replace that again. And, you know, is there even a $500 HP anymore? I think they're all $600 now. But anyway, you know, we can get the $600 HP, but we'll have to replace it again in 18 months because it'll die, or we'll have to, you know, have IT come and fix it. So IT will tell us to go out and custom order a computer, like a workstation, like all the other ones we're using for everybody else. Well, then at that point, we may as well just buy a holiday special because the workstations are just as expensive, and the holiday special is the complete package. And, you know, it is the break room computer, so we want something nice in there for people to use. You know, retaining people is a thing now. And you, trust me, guys, if you're a business and you're making your employees work on piece of junk computers, nothing makes your day go by easier than having a computer that does what you want it to do, when you want it to do it, as fast as you can do it. Well, you want to increase productivity in your staff, businesses realize, well, get holiday specials because they last a decade. They last forever. You can keep them under warranty forever. It's effectively as if you have a an IT staff, because if anything goes wrong with them, they're under warranty. Well, Schrock takes care of it. They're complete packages. So it comes with a keyboard, the mouse, the monitor, the whole bit. We can cycle out the entire computer system we've got here, replace it with something new. Oh, wow, the holiday special, both the laptop and the desktop come with an integrated webcam and microphone and speakers, like an all-in-one on the desktop monitor. That's why the monitors are getting to be a little thin. We've had people trying to buy just the monitors, guys. And, you know, at first we were like, oh, well, you know, okay. Now that we can't get them as reliably, we're like, I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea to sell just the monitor, because we want to make sure we have enough to go through all the computer cases that we have left, the 40-something cases we have stacked up in Papillion. We need to make sure we have enough monitors. And we can order five a week. That's our limit. And so we were ordering for weeks before the holiday special. Now we've kind of sold through that, and we have an order of five arriving on Monday, upon which we'll place another order for five immediately. You know, so we'll get through the end. We mathed it out real good. But, wow, if we start selling the monitors individually, well, then that kind of blows up the math, doesn't it? So businesses realize this, and then they don't come in and buy one. They're going to come in and say, well, let's get one for accounting. Let's get one for, you know, Betsy. Let's get one for Sally, and let's get one for Phil. So let's do four. Well, you know, make it an even five, and we'll have an extra, you know, for, you know, the next person that we hire or whatever. And okay, I'll take five holiday specials, please. And then that 40-something goes down to 30-something. Goes down to 20-something, and it goes down pretty quick. So for those of you who don't know what the holiday special is and have no idea what in the world I'm talking about, The holiday special is available on our website at schrockinnovations.com. There's also display models in all of the service centers. You can come into the service centers and actually lay hands on them, look at them, see what they are. But it's one of the most advanced computers that you're ever going to own. It is way more advanced than what you need right now by design. People will purchase a computer for what they need to do today, not realizing that their needs are going to change over time. Even if their own personal needs don't change, technology will foist its changes upon you. You know what I mean? So over time, your computer will be asked to do more and more every month, more and more and more and more with the same fixed set of resources, the same amount of memory, the same solid state hard drive, the same processor, but it's asked to do more and more and more and more. So if you just buy a computer that can only do what you do now comfortably, every month, it's just like they're going to whittle, they're going to shave off a little piece of that computer, shave it off one more month at a time, shave it every month. And then eventually, you're left with a computer that's running slow. You're like, this computer's really slowed down. Well, the computer's working as fast as it's ever worked. It's the demand on the resources that has gone up. So just like if you, let's say you have an office and you have three people to do a job. Let's say you're Twitter, you know, and you're trying to moderate content. And you got 7,000 people that make $500 million each a year. And you're going to cut those people in half but do the same content moderation, right? Well, something has to give. Those people could moderate the comments, but by the time they got to every comment, it would be so old that no one would care about it anymore. Or maybe you just, you know, ban fewer comments. That might be a solution too. So, you know, I'll leave it to you to decide what Elon's going to do over there with Twitter. But if you fire half the staff, you can get the same amount of work done. It's just going to take you twice as long. It's just math. So if you give your people better computers, though, you can change those numbers a little. But it's the same thing with your computer. If you give it twice as much to do and give it the same resources to do it with, it'll get it all done. It's just going to get it done a little more slowly than you would like. And some people will tell me, obviously, what's the word I'm looking for here? Objections. This is the objection book for the holiday special. I'm not that fast, so I don't need a computer that's that fast. I hear that one all the time. And it's like, well, it's not about you. It's about what the computer is doing for you in the background. So, yes, you may not be, you know, flying around and clicking on things and moving things around. But don't you want your computer to be able to do those things in the background when it's checking mail and you're trying to browse Facebook at the same time and it's checking the mail in the background so that when you do open your email program, your mail is there and ready to go? Don't you want a computer that's going to last you more than 18 months? Well, my last computer, Thor, objection number two, lasted me 47 years and I never had to put a dime into it. So tell me how your computer is going to stack up. Well, in the words of a wise man at some point along the way, he said, son, they don't make them like they used to. And that's true. They don't make them like they used to. The computers now are way more powerful in a much smaller package with much more intricate circuitry and intricate parts, where one small malfunction can invalidate an entire computer because everything is built on the same board now in the big box store computers. So one, your Wi-Fi goes out in an iMac, you can't just replace the Wi-Fi chipset. You replace the whole board. Laptops, the ones that we offer, still have removable Wi-Fi chips. A lot of for example, the Surface, I got a Surface Go laptop that was a freebie that I got when I did something else on Black Friday. And, you know, I took it apart to upgrade it because it was a piece of garbage and found out the only thing you could change in it is the hard drive. And I had to jimmy rig a solution to make a 256 gig hard drive fit in the space they gave me for the little 64 gig eMMC hard drive that came with it. The computer is much faster now. And it's all sealed up and good, but I can't increase the memory. I couldn't replace the Wi-Fi if I wanted to. If a USB port goes bad, the whole board is shot. The whole thing is trash at that point. You're going to throw it away and buy a new one. Having a warranty on your computer is vitally important right now because of the way that they're constructed. So warranties are different at different places. For example, if you go to Dell or HP, you get a warranty there. It doesn't cover the battery at all. It doesn't cover physical damage. Most warranties don't. If you go to Apple and you purchase AppleCare, AppleCare is a limited use warranty product. A lot of people get confused by that when they're used to buying Apple warranties and they come in to see us about a warranty. And we tell them, no, you can use the warranty every single day if you needed to, which, Lord, I hope you don't. But you could use it every single day for the term of the warranty because it's based on a period of time. It's not based on usage. So with AppleCare, you can get your device replaced X number of times, or you have a deductible that is X and then it becomes Y later if you use it too many times. With our product, with our warranty product, you don't pay anything. It lasts for the entire year. It covers everything that we sell you. So if we sell you a printer, it's covered. If we sell you a monitor, it's covered. If we sell you a keyboard and mouse, it's covered. And then about the only things that aren't covered are, again, are physical damage. If you put your fist through it, if you throw it out the window, if you boot it across the room, if the dog runs by and sweeps it off the table with its tail, it happens all the time. That's not covered. Had a customer bring in a 2018 Intrepid laptop, and the metal hinge that's supposed to be inside the screen, like on the bottom, was actually on the outside of the screen. Like the plastic had popped apart and the hinge somehow had pulled out and it was on the outside. And he came in insisting that it was not physically damaged, that it was probably defective, you know, when he got it or something along those lines. It was, the guys told me what was said, and it was one of those, like, it's been wearing out for a while, you know. There's something in there that was wrong when I got it, but, you know, in 5 years I never said anything about it. Now the hinge is broken. The hinge is fine. The plastic's broken. We got new plastics. We fixed it up for him, and he's good to go. Everything is right with the world, but that's physical damage. It's not covered by your warranty. Now, the other thing that's not covered by warranties typically are virus infections, especially if you are a company. I cannot emphasize this. If you're a company, if you trade stocks in your spare time, if you do crypto investment, if you do anything with your computer, that if your computer would go down for a period of time, you would lose opportunity, lose money, or have a consequence. You have a, in essence, a corporate setup is what it amounts to. You're not just a casual home user, which many of our customers are. If you are that person, you need to have Sophos antivirus on the computer. You need to have a backup solution in place so that you can recover your files if something goes wrong with that hard drive. And you need to keep your computer's operating system up to date. You can't have Windows 7 or Windows 8 or Windows 8.1. You can't have Windows Vista. You have to have a current operating system, which is Windows 10 until 2025, and then after that, only Windows 11. So if we need to upgrade your computer, guess what? If you have a modular computer, we can upgrade it for you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, because it's modular. It's Legos. Now, they're pricey Legos. You know, it's not like, you know, little plastic blocks. But, you know, when you're talking, you can buy a new computer for $1,600, or you can upgrade the computer that you have and put Windows 11 on it for $675. And it was a holiday special from 6 years ago, and it's still doing good for you. What does it make sense? Does it make sense to buy a whole new holiday special, or does it make more sense to spend $675 and get the computer upgraded to a specification that's almost the same as the current holiday special? It's pretty amazing what the guys in the service centers can do for you when you need it. 888-250-2091. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Betsy, please stay on the line. Your call is coming up next on Compute This.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This pro tip number 753. Have you ever wondered how the bad guys always seem to find a way into your computer? Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases, even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. Coming up on the show, Neuralink, Elon's implant a microchip in your brain company. Yes, that's a real thing. Is nearing human trials. So we're going to talk about that coming up on the program. But before we get to that, Betsy has been so patient with us. Thank you for staying on the line, Betsy. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Well, hi. Suddenly, I cannot stream any videos on my upstairs TV, but downstairs it will work. Now, and I thought, was the router, if we need a new router, which it is like 3 years old, or do you think it'd be a Fire Stick, or
the first thing that the concern that I would have is the Fire Stick has its own integrated Wi-Fi chipset, and so if the Wi-Fi in the Fire Stick was not working anymore, that would cause you to have the inability to stream and do things like that. So easy way to test that is take the Fire Stick out of that TV and plug it into a TV that's closer to the router. And if all of a sudden it works great, yay, you know, happy day. It's not the Fire Stick. But if you have the same problem, then you know it's not the router, it's the Fire Stick. Now, if you move it closer to the router and you get, improved performance, you're saying it's not streaming. It doesn't stream at all? Like it doesn't get on the internet at all upstairs?
Well, you can get your menu and everything, but once you try to play something, it won't. It says that the... not enough bandwidth.
Okay, gotcha.
Which is weird.
All right, so when you get a message that says not enough bandwidth, that means it is connected, but the signal is not strong enough. So there's something interfering with the signal, and that can be a lot of different things. A lot of places, you know, depending on where your router is located, the best place to locate your router is actually higher in the house if possible, as opposed to like in the basement. Okay. Now, mine, of course, is in the basement, but I've got a repeater upstairs. So it grabs that signal.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, and
I actually do too. So
yeah, that'd be the next thing I would check if your repeater is not functioning. If you double check, you can do this with a laptop or with your cell phone. You can look for that repeater network to see if it's not functioning. Uh-huh. If the repeater network goes down and the TV is defaulting to the more distant network, that would also explain your bandwidth problem.
Okay. Yeah, the router is and it's kind of lower. Because we're both working from home, and our computers and everything's working off this router. So,
well, and if everything else is working fine, if everybody else is doing okay working from home on the router and there's no other issues, it's probably not your router.
Yeah.
But it could be the repeater, or it could be the Fire Stick.
Okay, but if it's 3.5 years old, should I replace it anyway?
Well, the thing I would do is, you can look at the bottom of it and get the model number. This is what we do for our corporate clients. We'll get the model number off the bottom of the wireless router, and then we'll basically go to the manufacturer's website and see if it is still in service. Manufacturers will end of life their products after a period of time. Some manufacturers will do it every couple of years. Some manufacturers every 5 to 7. But the challenge is routers don't just go bad typically. Now, I'll burn through a router every couple of years just because, you know, lots of kids, lots of iPads, lots of streaming and video games and all kinds of stuff. We really push that router. But if you're more of a casual user that isn't really, pushing it to its boundaries, the router will last a very long time. It's just that the manufacturer will eventually stop releasing updates for the router. And when that happens, there are vulnerabilities that appear that don't get patched. And that's when you have bad guys infiltrating your network. So you don't want that. A lot of people think that you buy a router and you can just use it forever. No, you know, 5 years is usually the ceiling on those before they're no longer supported. And, of course, you don't know. When you bought your router, it could have been 4 years old on the shelf. And so it's like, hey, I've only had this for 3 years. And you're like, oh, my gosh, it's been out of service for, like, almost a decade. This is crazy. So, yeah, definitely grab the model number off the bottom. Just throw it into Google. And EOL, end of life, is the acronym to use. Just the model number space EOL, and it'll tell you whether or not the results will pop up and tell you if it's still supported.
Okay. I was just curious because it just happened all of a sudden. So something went bad.
Yep. Something happened. So it's either the Fire Stick or the repeater would be my guess.
Okay. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you for the call, Betsy. I appreciate you hanging on the line there as well. 888-250-2091. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the program. How can I help you uncompute this?
Hi, good morning, Thor.
Good morning.
Listen, I just want to say thank you to Kim and Carson at the Lincoln Store. We have a 2019 holiday special, a desktop, and they were just really most helpful. We needed to watch a funeral on our large television screen, and Kim said, okay, this is what you need. You need this cable. You plug it in here. You put it in there. And then when it was okay, so now I'm going to use my desktop again, and then I had to call Carson and say, okay, now I can't see my little what I need to see on it. He said, oh, no problem, just unhook this and it should be there, and everything was perfect. And I just wanted to say thank you to those folks.
Well, thank you for giving us a call and letting me know. It's always great to hear that that the people that we have in place are doing a good job and taking care of our customers. So I really appreciate
you
taking the time, Kathy. And I'm sorry for your loss, by the way.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that as well. Listen, you all have a Merry Christmas. And again, the holiday specials are just great. They are the best.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Merry Christmas as well. We appreciate it. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. So Elon's company, Neuralink, is nearing human trials. Well, that's what Elon says anyway. Elon says that it's ready for human trials. The way he described it is he basically says we cut out a piece of skull and then we put a smartwatch there. And that's Neuralink. I'm not in line to sign up, or anything. However, there are use cases where I could see people who would want to sign up for this. You know, most people, if you say, hey, can I implant a smartwatch in your brain? And it's only made like half of the monkeys that we've done it to go like, you know, virtually insane or get weird twitches or anything or strange infections on their skull that never heal. It's only happened a few times. Who signs up for that? Well, I mean, imagine if you were what is that syndrome? The locked in syndrome, where you're awake and you're conscious, but you can't interact in any way. The Neuralink devices have come a long way. I think the last time that we really covered them here on the program is when they had a demonstration of like pigs in a pen, and they were making the pigs like all go to the left side or all go to the right side. And basically critics said it was like Pavlov with electrodes. You know, it was the same thing, basically. So basically, since 2017, this firm, Neuralink, has been working on an interface to connect computers to brains. In the meantime, the startup has been testing its prototype hardware implants on monkeys. So Musk showed off a video of one of Neuralink's lab monkeys named Paige bound the paddle around to bounce the ball around. He was doing that without touching a controller. He was doing it just with his mind. He was moving the thing around. Neuralink has tested the device on 6 monkeys so far, and he said it had actually upgraded Pager. In other words, Neuralink upgraded the monkey. Yes, it made him smarter, better, more human. I don't know what. Basically, Musk said that he could have a Neuralink device implanted and viewers wouldn't know he was even being assisted by it. The monkey looks pretty normal. I mean, he was one of those demos, he said. Pager playing Pong with a joystick. Pager was playing telepathic video games. He emphasized it's much more difficult moving from prototype to a safe medical device cleared by the FDA, the agency responsible for testing those. The idea, what he's eventually going for here is he wants to create a computer brain interface that allows you to upload or download information from a human brain. And, of course, he is a long, 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 forever distance away from doing that with these prototypes. But the fact that he wants to move to human trials to get that FDA-approved clearance might allow people with certain specific medical conditions like locked-in syndrome or people who literally have no way of communicating with the outside world to communicate through a computer using only their mind. And for those people, that would be an absolute godsend. So there are some public good uses for a device like this, and the technology is definitely in its infancy for sure. And there will be problems, but that's why he's trying to go through FDA clearance. So it's just one of those things that, I mean, I don't think you have to worry about people implanting microchips in your brain just yet. But, you know, our grandchildren, this might be like a thing. You know, you never know. 888-250-2091. Going to take our bottom of the hour break here, guys. When we come back, Stephanie, stay on the line. Kelly, stay on the line. Your calls are coming up next on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com. Schrock Innovations has spent nearly two decades working to make your technology life easier, and schrockinnovations.com is no exception. Now you can order new modular computers and solid-state laptops directly from our website, find innovative new technologies like our modular storage devices, and get free help and tips. Take a look at the specials section to find sales on one-of-a-kind items, display models, refurbished units, and our latest special offers. Swing by the Compute This page to watch TV segments and archived radio shows, or even get one-on-one help through the Schrock Desk. As always, we respect your privacy, so we secure our website with the latest encryption technology and only the most secure payment methods. You can pick up your purchases at any of our three service centers or have them shipped directly to your door. SchrockInnovations.com makes technology simple. It's what we do. And now, Compute This Pro Tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This, where we talk about all things computer technology related that you need help with, including computers, TVs, fire sticks, and we want to wish a very special happy birthday to the world's oldest land animal, Jonathan. No, he's not in studio with us. You thought I was going to say Roger, didn't you? Yeah, no, no. No, Jonathan is a tortoise who lives in the South Pacific island of St. Helena that is going to be 190 years old this week. 190. He's having a three-day birthday celebration at the governor's mansion. He's seen 39 governors come and go over his lifetime. In fact, he's seen quite a bit. He's seen two world wars. He's seen the rise and the fall of the British Empire. So that would mean he's seen the rise of the American Empire. 190, you say, huh? Let's see. I don't like where this is going. We're just going to wish this turtle a happy, happy birthday and wish him well. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. We're coming up on the show here. You may have heard me at some point on the program or in the service centers to ask you for your Microsoft account credentials. Some people have Microsoft accounts. Some people do not have Microsoft accounts. What are the advantages and disadvantages of actually having a Microsoft account? What are the good things that come from that, and what are the bad things that could come from that? So we're going to talk about that briefly on the show. But before we get into that, we've had some really patient people on the phone here. Kelly, thanks for hanging on the line. How can I help you today on Compute This?
The telephone. You talk about security oftentimes, adding more security. Talk about that. Tell us what that means.
On your cell phone?
Yes.
Well, basically, your cell phone, your modern cell phone, is just a computer that happens to have a phone strapped on it. So the same vulnerabilities exist there as on any computing device. A lot of people have fallen into the belief structure over time. You saw this with Apple, for example. You saw it with Linux for a while. That because these systems are different than Windows, they don't get attacked, that they're impervious to attack, that there's something special about Microsoft Windows that lends itself to getting attacked all the time. So if you go out and get a Mac, you won't get attacked. Or if you run Linux, you'll be safe. And that's just not true. The reason that Windows gets attacked a lot is because it has a huge percentage of the computing market share. And if you're a bad guy making a virus looking to maximize your return on investment, you're going to infect a Windows computer. Now, the problem is now Apple users, you know, are like 9 or 10% of the computing population. And they tend to be socioeconomically better off than Windows users. They tend to have more money. So if you're looking for a mark, there you go. They've been told by Apple itself in Apple's own commercials that Macs don't get colds. They don't get viruses, which is not true. So you have a group of people who are not running antivirus, who believe their computers are impervious, who have money. That's a pretty good group to go after. So they started going after Apple users. And now, you know, Apple computers that come into our service centers, if they're not running antivirus, they usually are infected. People just don't know it. Mac users sell for 50 or 60 cents a head on the black market. PC users are a fraction of a penny each. The literal dime a dozen, dime for 100 dozen. But Apple users are a different breed. Linux users also get infected primarily because Linux is the software that runs over half of the world's web servers. So if you want to infect a website, you infect a Linux operating system. So now we get down to phones. The iOS operating system and the Android operating system are the dominant two OSs that run every phone, every in the ecosystem. Apple iOS devices have been hacked in the past. That's how Jeff Bezos' affair got exposed. Will get hacked again in the future. There's a company in Israel that specializes in hacking Apple phones and providing those hacks to governments to allow them to crack into the devices that Apple is trying to make impervious to that kind of thing. Google, on the other hand, they sell just as many smartphones, if not more, worldwide. But there's so many different iterations and so many different flavors of the phones. There's different versions of Android. There's different overlays on top of that that introduce its own. Like Samsung has its own. LG has its own. You know, all these different overlays introduce their own vulnerabilities. So having Sophos protection on your mobile device not only protects you from doing something silly and installing an app that's compromised, for example, but it also allows you to be protected from these zero-day vulnerabilities, these weird hacks, like when someone's trying to elevate permissions on your phone, and Sophos says they shouldn't be able to do that. This shouldn't be happening, and it stops the process. There's a lot of reasons why. Everybody understands you have to have antivirus on your computers, and there was a time during this show's history where we literally had to explain to people why you needed to run antivirus on your computer. Like, you need it on your computer. I've gone 47 years. I've never got a virus. Never once. Because I'm careful with what I do. Next day. Yeah, Microsoft called me, and they said I needed to let them remote in to fix a virus, and I thought, this is great service. So I let Microsoft remote in, and then it ended up costing me $400. But, you know, it's like, it's the same guy, you know. So there was a time when we had to explain that to people, and there's a time now that we're explaining to people that your phones are just computers that happen to have a phone strapped to them. So you need to protect them in the same way you would protect a computer. This goes for iPads as well, Samsung tablets. They're all the same. So in a nutshell, that's your answer, Kelly.
Do I bring the phone in to your office to do that?
Yes, we do need to have physical access to the device with you present, primarily because of the biometrics on the devices. We need your face print, your fingerprint to unlock the phone, to install apps, to do things like that. It's not like a computer where you can give us your passcode, drop it off, and we can just make it all happen. But it only takes it takes 10 minutes or less to get it installed and set up, and then we get you in and out.
Now, is that an annual subscription then? Or
yeah, it's annually $70 a year. So it's not okay. The computers have a higher upfront cost for Sophos, but on mobile devices, we actually we just keep it at the renewal price. So it's $70 to install it and then $70 a year to renew it.
Hey, that's interesting. I think I'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Thor.
All right. 888-250-2091. Stephanie, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Will you explain OneDrive to me and tell me if I need to set that up?
Wow, Stephanie, it's almost like you're in my brain. And this is the perfect segue into should you have a Microsoft account? Because one of the things that you get when you have a Microsoft account is OneDrive. So what is OneDrive? OneDrive is a cloud storage. So when I say cloud, it's not fancy. I just want you in your head to substitute the words somebody else's computer. So when you save your documents, when you have a Microsoft account, it entitles you to a free OneDrive account up to a certain amount of storage. It's a small amount. For most users, it's adequate, though. It's enough to back up your documents and things like that. It makes your documents available in more than one place. So they're available, of course, on your local computer, but they're also just this computer. And then what happens on your phone or your tablet or a different computer or from an online login or from your main computer, you can access all of your documents and files and photos and everything as if you were sitting in front of your computer. So literally it allows you to have all of your data at one place. Now, it also acts as a physical backup. So what that means is if your computer, let's say lightning strikes your house and zaps all of your electronics and fries your hard drive and you bring it in. I've had this happen. People bring their hard drives into the data recovery lab and they're like, oh, I need data recovery. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this thing is fried. It's going to be like $1,400. And they're like, oh, no, that's terrible. Well, but I need it. It's got all my photos. I had it all saved in OneDrive, so I need the OneDrive folder. And you just look at them and you're like, you're going to spend $1,400 for me to recover your OneDrive folder. Why don't we just give me your Microsoft password and we'll just do it for free? How's that sound? Because it's all in OneDrive. It's backed up to somebody else's computer. Now, what it doesn't do is OneDrive does not protect you against ransomware attacks. So if something bad happens to your data, if you delete your data from your computer, it will also delete it from OneDrive. If you delete it from OneDrive, it will also delete it from your computer. Now, we have this problem in the service center sometimes because the guys, when you bring your computer in for a maintenance check, they'll drag their toolbox folder onto your desktop and run all the tools from there. That way they can move their flash drive from computer to computer. They don't have to leave it plugged into your computer the whole time they're working on it. Well, then OneDrive says, hey, there's new files here on the desktop. Let's synchronize this whole toolbox with OneDrive. And it uploads all the guys' tools to your OneDrive account. And then when they're done, they got all the work done, they delete the toolbox. Okay, everything's cleaned up. I emptied the recycle bin. All my tools are put away. And then OneDrive says, oh, shucks. You're missing some files from your local desktop here. Let's put this toolbox back. And it just keeps reappearing. And we have to go into a separate place on the computer and tell OneDrive, don't make that folder reappear. It is very good at making sure that you don't lose files that you may accidentally delete, for example. But if we change those files, so for example, if we encrypt all of them with a virus, and then OneDrive will synchronize those encrypted files, and you will lose them at that point. They'll be encrypted everywhere. Dropbox is a very similar service to OneDrive. Google Drive is the same thing. They're all the same, basically. But OneDrive can be leveraged across your phone. You can use the Microsoft app on your phone to link it to your OneDrive account, so you have access on your phone to everything you have on OneDrive. So there's a lot of benefits to having that Microsoft account. Aside from OneDrive, which is what you were asking about, Stephanie, you also get the ability to store all of your Microsoft software product keys. That way, when you get a new computer and we say, hey, do you have the code for your Microsoft Office 1902 software? from back when Woodrow Wilson was president, do you have that software? That they give you a little card back at the time, had a number on it. Heck, I don't even know where my Social Security card is. I don't know where the stupid Microsoft card is. Well, okay, guess what? Now, when you have a new piece of Microsoft software and you activate it, we tie that to your Microsoft account. And that way, you always have access to it. So if you get a new computer, you go to Microsoft.com, you click log in, and you say software, and it says, here's all the software you have. And it has all your copies of Office where you can download them and install them. All of your products are right there and saved for you and handy. So there are some ancillary benefits there. It allows you to sign in to computers using the same passcode and PIN number. If you have multiple computers, that's kind of nice. The downside to it is, of course, because Microsoft is a central arbiter of all data now, Microsoft has a record of everything you do. And there have been search warrants to go through people's OneDrives. And those search warrants don't get disclosed always when they're executed. And sometimes in this, for the sake of finding things like child pornography, for example, automated systems will go through your OneDrive, checking for things that shouldn't be there. So there are some privacy implications to using any service that is somebody else's computer. With that said, however, you know, it's not a zero trust model. They do have the ability to look at the data you're uploading. Whether that's important to you or not will probably depend on the type of data you're uploading and the type of frequency. But the convenience of having it all in multiple places, if you're a casual user, certainly outstrips the privacy concerns, in my opinion. If you have corporate data or sensitive data, things like that, that you would normally not want to store on somebody else's computer, then it might be a little bit of a different ballgame. Then you can choose to keep those files in your local documents folder as opposed to your OneDrive documents folder. So you can still keep stuff private and local on the computer, even if you have OneDrive. But once you get OneDrive on there, OneDrive becomes the default for everything. So if you just click save, it's going to stick it in OneDrive by default.
Oh, okay. So it's just personal preference whether I want it or not.
Exactly.
Okay.
For most people, if you're storing genealogy work, pictures, documents with recipes and things like that, you know, having OneDrive is amazing. It can really save your biscuits, especially in a data recovery situation. Gosh, I'm getting hungry. All this recipes and biscuits and biscuits. Anyway, I might be a little hungry. But if you, like I said, if you're saving more sensitive stuff, like for me with OneDrive, I have stuff that's in my documents and I have stuff that's in my OneDrive. I take care of my local backups to make sure that I've got a backup of everything I need. And OneDrive is there for the stuff that I would want to access across multiple platforms, multiple computers, basically, no matter where I'm at. So you can use both to some effect, but for the average user, OneDrive is a real blessing.
Okay, because my computer keeps asking me to set it up, and I haven't done that. So.
Oh, yeah, there's no harm in setting it up at all, especially, like I said, if you're a casual user or a home user, setting it up can actually give you some redundancy that could save you a lot of money in the event of a data recovery or something along those lines.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call, Stephanie. We appreciate it. All right, number to join us, 888-250-2091. We're going to take our final break of the show, but when we come back, of course, we've got Miles on the line here. We're going to take his call in just a moment. But there's a website that I want you to go to if you're on your computer right now called MyHeritage.com. They have this thing called the AI Time Machine. I'm going to tell you about this. This thing is really awesome. You can upload pictures of yourself, and it superimposes your face on basically, if you've done one of those old-timey photo shoots, it's like that, except like this is what you would have looked like as an Egyptian princess. This is what you would have looked like as an astronaut. Like literally, and it changes like the costumes, and it's really, really good. So we're going to tell you how to mess around with that coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back. Some people like desktops for their power and upgradability, but nothing rivals a laptop for computing on the go. But why should you have to sacrifice performance for portability? The innovators at Schrock want our customers to have it all, so we created a new kind of laptop, the Solid State Laptop from Schrock Innovations. Solid State laptops are built using the same frame and main boards as regular laptops, but we've removed half of the moving parts while more than doubling the computer's speed. The result? Laptops that boot to Windows in 6 seconds or less, respond instantly to your commands, and can survive drops that put most laptops into the data recovery lab. Starting at only $499, solid-state laptops give you speed, reliability, durability, and performance for the same price most people pay for a cheap disposable laptop. The next time you're looking for a laptop, check out the solid-state laptops at schrockinnovations.com or visit any of our service centers. Simple, solid, fast technology is what we do at Schrock. Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Oh, wow, this hour has flown by. Thank you for joining us today for Compute This. Again, my name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four locations to help you out when your computer's having trouble. Got a message on Facebook the other day. Are you guys going to open one in Kansas City? You know, we do want to grow and we do want to expand, and we have a lot of different options. We have our annual message request from Grand Island as well to deal with. So, you know, we do want to expand and grow. Part of the challenge right now is finding the good quality people that we need to do it. And we are making some moves behind the scenes that I can't really talk about too much right now as far as personnel acquisitions that are going to allow us to do some of these things in the future. So all I can say is sit tight. We'll stay in touch on it. 888-250-2091. Miles, thanks for hanging on the line there. I appreciate you holding. How can I help you on Compute This?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I called you earlier this week, and my wife's tab got nuked about the hard drive, and you said, don't worry about it.
But then we talked about
the secure updater, and you said, delete Google and reinstall it, and it should be okay. Well, I went into system on Windows, and I'm in the apps, installed apps.
Yep.
Google's not listed.
Oh, so that would be why it's not installing. So to recap our
conversation
for everybody that's new to the situation, his tablet got actually nuked in a microwave. Like, it was in the microwave, and a microwave got turned on, and the tablet got nuked, and it was fried. So that is a secure way. I don't recommend doing that, but that is a secure way to delete the data off a tablet, for sure. The second thing, as far as... we see this sometimes with Secure Updater. When Secure Updater goes to update a program like Google Chrome or Flash or any of the others that are out there, it will install a new copy after uninstalling the old copy. If there's a problem where the old copy can't be uninstalled for some reason, Secure Updater can't install the new copy. So on your computer, you have Google installed. And Google is working, but it's an old version of Google, and you're outdated. So Google's internal updater is not even working, and you can't install a new version because the old version can't be uninstalled, and so you're stuck. So in that circumstance, you'd want to use a program that is called Revo Uninstaller, R-E-V-O Uninstaller, that will allow you to remove every vestige of Google Chrome from the computer, allowing you to then install the clean copy after a restart. If you need help running Revo, let us know. It's Revo Uninstaller is the program you want to run. There's a free version and a paid version. You don't need the paid version. Just take the free version. Thanks for the call, Miles. I appreciate it. 888-250-2091. All right. So there's this website called MyHeritage, and we've seen these kind of apps and things for a while. It's going viral right now on TikTok, right? But you don't have to have TikTok to do this. People are sharing the images on TikTok, and I have to say, I'm pretty tempted. I mean, how does it work? You go to myheritage.com/AI-time-machine. So myheritage.com. If you search for the MyHeritage AI time machine, you'll find it. I also posted the link in Facebook for those of you who are watching it, facebook.com/rockinnovations. So go to the MyHeritage page, and you upload 10 to 25 photos of the same person. The quality of your results depends very much on the quality of the photos you upload. Garbage in, garbage out. They recommend showing only yourself in the pictures. This is like a dating website. When you put up a picture of yourself and five of your girlfriends, every guy who looks at that picture is like, which one are you? You know, so the computer doesn't know either. So you need pictures of just you. You need pictures taken on different days if possible, at different times of day if possible, showing a range of expressions, smiling, frowning, you know, looking in different directions, minimal or no makeup or sunglasses was preferred. No photos of minors. So you can't, I don't want you to do your kids or somebody else's kids, for example. And of course, no swimsuit photos and no nudity, please. Because really, I mean, how would you have looked naked in the 1800s? Probably a lot like you look naked now. You know, there's not really a costume we can put on that. You know what I mean? But then when you add your photos and you submit them, it will allow you to pick different time periods that you can pull back from. So you can be, this is how you would have looked as Cleopatra. This is how you would look in the 1950s. And it'll put the clothes on you. It'll change your hairstyle. It's uncanny how good this thing is. So if you're bored and you're looking for something to do, and these are fun to share on social media after the fact, MyHeritage, the AI time machine. Check it out, MyHeritage.com. All right, that's not an ad. It sounded like an ad at the end there, didn't it? Like I was giving them an ad. I guess I did kind of give them an ad, but they didn't pay me for an ad. Should I disclose that? Like, I was not paid for the airing of this content. Yeah, I mean, if you click links, I might get a nickel, but I didn't get paid for that. Kathy, thank you for calling the program. You're the winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Marissa will get that added to your Schrock account here on Monday. Stay tuned on facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the after Schrock. And we'll see you next week for another edition of Compute This.